Whole Story Quest. The Gingerbread Girl by Sheila Newbery. Narrated by Cindy Hughes. Part 1. 1936 to 1945. Prologue. 1936. November. To Cora, there appeared to be a mile of echoing hospital corridor ahead. She had not walked so far for many weeks. Her wobbly progress was exacerbated by her footwear, which was new to her, but a size too large, like the starched cotton frock and the cardigan which swamped her spare frame. She'd heard the whispers of two of her fellow charity patients as she left the ward where she had spent the final days of her recovery. "Bet that lot ain't been paid for yet." This was true. Cora had no doubt. Beg or borrow from the neighbours, that was her mother's way. Her daughter couldn't blame her for that. Piecework from the rag trade was poorly paid. Now young Cora Kelly was leaving the orderly life she had come to accept over the past 8 months. The long rows of narrow hospital beds with their red rubber protected mattresses, clean starched sheets and pillowcases, impeccably tucked in cotton coverlets. She would miss the nourishing food here, now that her appetite had improved. Milk, and plenty of it, not stewed tea with a teaspoon of condensed milk from a sticky tin, which attracted the flies. The young nurse accompanying her placed a steadying hand on her back. "Take your time," she said kindly. "But me mum will be waiting." Cora's lips trembled. She felt the sudden onrush of hot tears to her eyes. She recalled her mother's face, white and anxious, the evening 8 months ago, when the ambulance men rolled up her little daughter in a rough red blanket and carried her out of the building. The rest was a blur. She had been very ill indeed with diphtheria. There had been an epidemic in their crowded East London tenement. Most of the children there had not been vaccinated against the disease. Many were immigrants. Cora's own great-grandparents on both sides had come from Ireland around the middle of the last century in search of work. This had also been her feckless father's excuse when he left home, such as it was when Cora was a few months old. "You didn't miss what you never had," she thought, regarding herself, but it was much harder for Mum. Bertie Kelly's visit last March had been totally unexpected. For 4 days they seemed like a family, but it didn't last. He'd left them in the lurch again after pocketing the rent money, with no forwarding address. Biddy had been inconsolable, but there was worse to come, just a week later. "I'll see you tomorrow," Biddy Kelly had promised.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?